Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, we will be discussing losing candidates. The other day, Brother Owenshaw was telling me about a gentleman that he introduced to UJLE for his degrees, and that 18 months later, he still hasn't had his formal interview. Now, what's going on here? Imagine that you're looking to join an organisation or club, and that 18 months later, you still haven't had any contact. Wouldn't you think that institution was not taking you seriously? Would you walk away? Now, this, I say, is one of the big problems facing Freemasonry nowadays, that being the interested parties have to wrangle through quite a few hoops before they can reach a point of contact in a local lodge, and then, if they're approaching the lodge without a seconder or referee, it can be a little bit difficult to join, which is quite off-putting. Well, this is one of my problems when I was looking to join a lodge when I lived in Oxford, when I was a little bit younger. Essentially, at that point, you don't know anything about Freemasonry. You've only heard rumours and, you know, stuff you found on the internet. So you have a keen interest, and all you want to do is know more about the craft and what it does and how it operates. And my problem was I had to justify over email and over the phone my reasons for doing so. But how can you do it when you don't have a clue about what's going on, and your only source of information is the good old internet? In my opinion, it's almost impossible to give a good reason without knowing enough about Freemasonry. And it felt like I was buying something blind. Trying to find a lodge is a little bit of a faff in the UK, because on the UJLE website, there's no official lodge finder. You know, when you click on an internet store for Asda there's a button that says store finder. I don't know why the UJLE doesn't have one of those. It really, really does need one. So when I was looking to try and find a local lodge, the only thing I could find was scant information on outdated internet pages. So it was essentially a blog of what had happened 5 years ago, and I found an email address, which was luckily still active. And that was how I managed to find my lodge. There's no formal way of finding a local contact point. I think it's a real shame. There are things that we run in Cornwall, and in my lodge, which is a meet and greet where you can apply to come to a festive board. Mm-hmm. And it's been incredibly successful. Every person that's come along to learn about the craft and about the brethren has joined, and they've been really solid members. But why isn't there a countywide provincial one where people can just find a date and a time? It doesn't have to be in any lodge. It can be countywide. And they can just pop along, just go and meet the brethren.
Right. And particularly if it's a festive board, you know, people are enjoying themselves, you know.
This is it.
Yes.
The camaraderie and the banter is brilliant at our festive board. So you can meet somebody informally, learn about the craft, and then it's you know somebody. You're not going into an interview blind.
Yeah.
It's an important thing to do. There's no obligations as well. I think it's slightly off-putting a formal interview because you have to, you know, go through many hoops to do so, but come and have a meet and greet.
I think it
really is a crying shame. One of the downsides as well is the lack of information about the craft for you to learn about your reasons for doing so on the website and also on YouTube. And I'm making a bit of a rod for my own back with regards to this, but is it any problem that you've found with people joining the lodge nowadays? Because I joined in the internet era. I joined in the days where I found my contacts over Google. Is there anything popped up to be struck with you?
Yes, we were probably slightly unique. Most people contact the Grand Lodge, and then the Grand Lodge either contacts a lodge or introduces the individual to a lodge. Mm-hmm. In the past, this has been abused so that one lodge, we only have, well, it changes from time to time, but we normally have less than 20 lodges, sometimes 15, 16. They close and they open. But one lodge seems to get 80% of the new candidates, and that's been abused. So, I think lodges need to be a little bit more internet savvy and invest in SEO for their websites. So if anyone puts Freemasonry Tokyo into the website, then their website, so that lodge's website, will open up rather than a Grand Lodge.
Yes.
And secondly, rather than just having an address, email address that nobody's really monitoring, because nobody ever contacts, hardly ever contacts, so nobody monitors it. You have the email, and then that is automatically transferred to somebody's mobile.
Yes.
Mobile. Yes. And when it's in the mobile, people open it and they say, oh, we've got a new candidate or potential candidate, and things start moving.
Yeah.
So one of the problems many lodges have is monitoring emails. Mm-hmm. And most of the members I've seen over the last few years are friends of brothers. I mean, they're just somebody they already knew.
Yeah.
They're not really people off the street, so to speak.
Well, I'm really going to make a rod for my own back now. I can see that the problem with the contact and also inter-lodge meetings, I think there's a gap. Well, when I joined, I was so frustrated with contact that I made a website for our lodge with points of contact and email addresses, which I've set up. There needs to be an integrated hub where you can approach lodges. There needs to be an app on a phone where you register your details. And you can, like with a WhatsApp group, you've got Masonic chats. It's only for lodge members. Yes. And then there's also a calendar where you can join and go to lodge meetings. The secretary organizes it digitally. Your minutes go through to there. You can then apply with a QR. Like you could meet a brother who's got a QR code for his lodge. You scan it. Then it's got the lodge details. You can see the lodge's functions and then apply through your online details to attend. And it's all matriculated online and through an app. I think there's a gap in the market for that. But I should close my mouth, really, because I keep doing this and dream up all these digital things. Well, this is it.
But yes, QR codes, I mean, are the way to go. And particularly if I like lodges to get involved in the local community. Mm. And so they can leave cards with a QR code on it. And I think people nowadays, nearly everybody understands the function of a QR code. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, learn more about us and there's a QR code.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they could be linked to social media. You could have a meet and greet on your Facebook page. You could learn more about the lodge. Then when you are a member, you get your unique identifier. You've got all your lodges listed on there. The secretary sends the emails and the summons that goes purely to the app, because the one thing I really hate is getting 35 different emails from the secretary at our lodge. Is brilliant, but it's taxing because you have to go through all the old emails and see what's going on at different events. Yeah, it's just a platform for integration. But I've got an idea, but it's finding the time to do these things.
Nowadays, you know, we have all the tools available, so there's really no reason for an individual to wait 18 months to see if a lodge is actually interested. I mean, you know, you get to feel like, well, you know, do they really want me?
Well, this is the
need
thing.
Members?
Yeah, well, the similar thing happened to me when I was looking to join the Rose Choir. I joined the Rose Choir through contact in the end, because I think it's a Scottish Rite website for the UK. I had no bloody contact. I emailed them 3 or 4 times not a single response.
Yep.
And you think, well, this is not really good for members. I got so frustrated in the end. I had made my own personal inquiries through my SRAA contacts. But it's just people aren't joining because they can't contact people.
That's quite possible. When I joined some 40 years ago, I had to wait 1 year. I was told, and the reason was that there was some sort of internal dispute going on in the lodge, and this wouldn't be a good time to join, they said. And that also sort of, you know, what does that mean? You know, perhaps I'm joining the wrong lodge.
Yeah, the Yakuza lodge.
Well, yeah, no, luckily we don't have one, but you know, if there are fights going on in a lodge, that doesn't sound people
not very
shouldn't
inviting.
Wash their laundry in public, perhaps.
No. Oh dear. Oh dear. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're all happy members now. So yes. If anybody is looking to join the lodge, please email me and I will do my very best to try and find you on locally.
Yes, and if anyone's in Japan wanting to join, please email me via the link underneath our podcast, and we'll get back to you. And it won't be 18 months, I promise.
No. 18 hours, possibly.
Yeah, won't be even 18 days.
No. Yeah. But yes, don't give up. Don't give up. And it'd be nice to see.
I think the thing also, I mean, to defend Freemasons, this is a voluntary organization.
Yes,
people
yes.
are very busy. They got they got jobs. Many people have got two jobs. Mm-hmm. And they take time out of, you know, from their weekends to participate in lodge activities and other events. So people are really busy, but they're never that busy.
No, apart from me.
Right. Apart from you, that's good.
This is, you know, you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. But yes, on that note, I think we'll leave it there. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. And if you'd like to join, please email as well. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.